I'm probably never going hunting, my friend said, but I am curious. What's shooting a live animal feel like? I put down my coffee cup and looked around our Noe Valley cafe to make sure no one else was listening. Then I dropped my head and imagined the weight of my rifle in my hands. Shooting a live animal, I said, is complicated. The sighting, stalking, and shooting are very exhilarating. Your heart beats fast. Your focus narrows and intensifies. Time expands. If you kill it and it falls down, you feel pride. If you hit it and it runs, you're scared you'll lose it, and you get hard at work on what to do next. The aftermath is very different. You walk up to this animal that was wild and alive. You see it's now dead. You know that you're responsible, and you feel a combination of grief, regret, and shame. You feel just awful that you killed this animal, even though that's what you set out to do. So then you try to find some way to honor it. The first time I killed an animal, I apologized to it, but that can seem kind of lame. Why would an animal care about an apology? That's not going to give it back its life. So now I thank it. I also promise to eat all of the meat and not let it sit forgotten in the freezer. If I took its life for food, it's my responsibility not to waste that food. I make sure to touch it, too, to put my hand against the animal's hide. You can feel the heat of it, the life of it, still in the animal. Then it fades away. When I get a hamburger in a restaurant, I think, is this a tasty hamburger? Maybe I think, should I have ordered it medium rare? Should I have gotten it with cheese? When I eat meat I killed myself, I remember the actual animal it was before it was food. I remember the other place, the place where it lived. I remember killing it. I think, if only for a second, about my place in nature. It doesn't make the food taste any better, but it does make it real. With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.